I am so tired this morning.
I'm shattered as well.
I don't know why. Oh, yeah.
Honestly, don't know why. It's not like we were out on the pop or anything last night.
Actually, I was.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, but... We had to push our friend's car down the road yesterday. Because it broke down. Mm. Well, there's a problem with it or something. It wouldn't lock. So they had to wait for the car people to turn up. So I said, well, look, just push it down the road to outside the pub so at least we can keep an eye on it and he can come and have a drink. So we pushed it. Like, no distance at all. Knackered.
Well, then the car people never turned up till 11.
Well, no, they turned up at some point. Actually, no, they didn't turn up till late. I left the people. Sorry, I'm responsible. Let's get Chinese in. Watch Big Brother fall asleep on the couch. Wake up at 12 and go to bed. Had to do that.
What did you have from the Chinese?
Do you really, really want to know?
Yeah.
Chicken curry with no onions and egg fried rice.
Did you?
Yeah. Very nice. I must admit, every so often, I do like a curry from the Chinese.
I like a Chinese curry. Yeah. I quite like a beef curry from the Chinese.
Yeah. Although, really, I can't continue with this link anymore because I might vomit everywhere. The Chris Moyle Show. Only joking, don't worry. National Radio 1. So the question is, Dave, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Right. Are you ready?
Are you ready for love?
For love.
Yes, I am.
Yes, I am.
Yes, I am.
Yes, I am.
This is the song for everybody who's still shattered. Wake up, come on! Some people are waking up in a bad mood already. I'll tell that little story about my friend in his car. Someone texts in, go, all right, so you're promoting drink driving now, are you? Because I said put your car outside and then come in for a drink. Yes, that's right, yeah. Today is promote drink driving day. Yeah, here on Radio 1. Moron. If you do wish to know who it was Jody, and he was drinking Coca-Cola. So there.
He's sensible as Jody, isn't he?
Yeah. His missus was delighted she could have another beer, though. Mm. Anyway, and the most embarrassing thing was his smart car convertible that he had trouble with.
Oh, dear.
Has he really got one of them?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's the Wolfmobile. You know, he works for Wolfie.
Yeah, but I didn't know that he had a Wolfmobile.
Yeah, it's a smart car convertible.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know you could get them.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a tin of sardines with wheels.
Hmm.
You know.
Without a lid.
Well, it has a lid.
Do you have a key to get the roof back?
What, like a tin of sardines?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, a big key. You got to wind it. You to turn it. Yeah. No idea. We will officially launch Radio 1's Summer Friday thing after we get some news and sport with Dominic and Carrie. It's 7:01.
It's now 7:04.
So text messages come in and it's very long. All the text messages on our screen come in a little box and there's about 6 boxes. Yeah. And it reads as follows. Dear Tony Blackburn, it's been some time since I've listened to Fab Radio 1 on the wireless. I hope Arnold is well. I'm texting to ask you to say a big hello and thank you to my beautiful wife of 18 years, Bev. We have 3 fantastic boys who all love your radio show, even the talky bits. Bev is very unhappy at the moment and is contemplating leaving the boys and me. So could you please give Bev a name check and play her a nice record? Brackets, not every day I love you less and less because that's not true. Close brackets. And I would like to cheer her up. Thanks, Chris, in advance from her desperate husband, Nick. P.S. I meant to add any time between 7 and 8:30 would be great. Oh, great bear-like one. There you go.
That's a lot of information.
We've only just started the show, and already the weirdos have started texting in. Which means it must be Friday!
Radio 1 Summer Friday thing!
Nick, I think she's going to leave you. And I think her life will be better for it. So, unless it is a true text, and then I hope everything works out for you.
Yeah.
It's like relate this, isn't it?
Hey, Dave, what day is it?
Friday.
What season is it?
Summer.
What station is it?
Radio 1.
So what is it?
Summer Radio 1 Friday thing.
No, Radio 1 Summer Friday thing.
Just feels different, doesn't it?
Every Friday. Do you know, I've got to say, I hate this feature. Right? I think it's rubbish and it hasn't worked. Up until, and I do mean this, up until Friday morning, Rachel always gives me a wake-up call, and every Friday she goes, hello, you awake? Yeah, she goes, it's Friday! Like Noddy Holder.
Noddy Holder, yeah.
Put Noodle under me! But I do get excited when I hear the Friday summer thing Radio 1 jingle.
Rachel especially had her eyebrows tinted.
I said to her this morning, I went, you look very glam, you've got makeup on, you've got...
She does look
No, I just had my eyebrows tinted.
No, my eyelashes.
Oh, your eyelashes.
Oh, which,
because they're so fair.
Oh, is that what... I thought it was your eyebrows.
Well, no, I had my eyebrows shaped.
It's amazing how getting your eyelashes tinted makes your hair look cleaner.
I washed my hair last night as well.
I see.
That's a new top as well, Rachel, I think.
No,
it's an old top.
But you wear it so well.
Yeah, she's worn it before. Do you not tell?
No. Oh, yeah, actually, you can around the back.
Have you not, do you not notice all the team that I work with, that you work with, that we are, we wear the same clothes all the time?
We do, it's true.
I have a rotation of about 4 t-shirts.
Me too.
Carrie's in a little pink top today. I like that pink top.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think it's very pretty and ladylike.
Yeah.
And your knockers look a treat in it.
It's Friday.
What?
Steady on.
Same with you, Dominic. You're wearing one of those T-shirt top things today, short sleeve top. I think it's very manly.
Thanks.
I think it's very becoming. And I think it shows your knockers off, love.
Thank you very much. That's nice.
Radio 1's Knockers Out Friday thing.
Yeah. That's right.
Knockers out. Not knockers out.
I'll knock you out if you want. Come here, Dave. See what I did there?
He pretended to knock him out.
See what Dave did? Dave just gave me a look of, yeah, whatever. See the body language of it? He crossed his arms and was like, yeah, behave. As if to go, yeah, knock me out. You wake up in a dream, you better... Well, what? You knock me out of a dream, you better wake up and apologise. That's a line. That would have been sounding good. Anyway, so it's Friday. It's a very busy show today. Every hour this morning we have our history of Ibiza. We're celebrating 10 years of Radio 1 in Ibiza. If you've never been, you don't know that, you know, don't know that much about it, this is the show for you. We'll explain all later. The awfully named Summer Shuffle is back, where you get to choose one of the songs we play on BBC Radio 1. Alad is somewhere giving away more Roy Walker T-shirts. Tickets for Everton and, who is it?
Manchester United.
Manchester United. Who are they?
Exactly.
They're the team that are going to whoop your ass. Radio 1 Summer Friday thing. Tickets for that to give away. Oh, not really tickets for that to give away. Chappers will give them away later, but we'll set up the first half of the question. We have a very special golden hour from 9. And Davina McCall is coming! Because it's the last night of Big Brother, the reality TV show with a load of weirdos in a house.
She's the only guest I've ever seen on this show who shows you her bum.
She's done it once, right? You make it out like she comes in on the show and she goes, hi, lads, here's the arse.
Basically what happened.
No, it was good, though, wasn't it?
She did it once.
I still put that down as a broadcasting highlight.
Absolutely.
Very excited, though. Very, very excited. So what do you want to say?
At last, it's the final day in the Big Brother house.
Yeah. Can I say, we recorded that 11 weeks ago. We've also got this one as well.
Who wins? Who bloody cares? No, only joking. You decide.
God bless him. So it's going to be a busy morning between now and 10 o'clock today. Oh, by the way, I'd like to say hello to all our brand new listeners in America. We've had some feedback, and his name is Mark.
Radio 1 Summer Friday thing, we do things that you do. Our holidays are just like yours, we're really so like you. If you're going to a beach, you might see Miles on his ass. But you will not see him on the plane unless you're in first class.
You might not see me on the plane if I'm flying with BA.
The Chris Miles Show. National Radio 1.
At last, it's the final day in the Big Brother house. Who wins? Who bloody cares? No, only joking. You decide.
This is the world-famous BBC Radio 1. It's the Kaiser Chiefs. I predict a riot. Is that right, Dave?
Rock on.
Rockalula. It's 18 minutes past seven.
Radio 1 Summer Friday thing!
This is also the first time we've done the Summer Friday thing on the radio in America. Obviously, we have a lot of listeners who listen at Radio 1 online and listen again, so they can listen to the show again online. But coming out of radio in your car, this is the first time we've done the Summer Friday thing in Yankadoodle Land.
You might be enjoying this in New York or Baltimore or California or anywhere.
New York, Baltimore, or California?
Just the first
Baltimore kind of doesn't really fit.
The first three places I thought of.
Okay.
Cleveland, I could have said.
We're also, this weekend, big, massive weekend in Ibiza. Radio 1 is celebrating 10 years of dance and craziness and partying and whatever the hell else they get up to.
Sunshine.
On the White Isle of Ibiza. Alan is also somewhere giving away T-shirts. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very good. And this is the first time we've done an overseas Roy Walker T-shirt giveaway.
Wow.
I know.
We thought what we'd do is to celebrate 10 years of Radio 1 on the White Isle is send Alan out there.
Woo!
How is it?
The where, Chris?
What? Sorry?
The where?
The White Isle is what they call it. Of Ibiza.
Oh, no, I'm not in White Isle.
Where what? Are you?
Oh, I'm in the Isle of Wight.
You what?
I thought you said the Isle of Wight.
No, the White Isle is what they call Ibiza.
You're in Ibiza, yeah?
Oh, you're kidding. I'm in the Isle of Wight.
You're not in the Isle of Wight.
I am in the Isle of Wight. I got a cat here last night.
A cat?
A cat.
You... Catamaran.
Oh, right.
I thought you said go to the Isle of Wight.
No, you're supposed to be there in San Antonio with Pete Tong and Dave
you're
Pearce
kidding.
And Judge Jules and Tony Byrne and all them.
No, you stop.
Stop.
Okay,
well,
what? A bit short notice, isn't it, to get to Ibiza?
Alan, are you in Ibiza now?
Yes. No, I'm not.
Where are you?
I'm in the Isle of Wight.
What are you doing in the Isle of Wight?
That's why you told me to come here.
The White Isle is what they call Ibiza.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't be dick.
Well, anyway, I've got some T-shirts.
Have you really brought a bag of T-shirts to the Isle of Wight?
Yes, and you told me to come with some, you know, dance music. So I brought some of Alan's, you know, best dance hits.
Jesus.
She's already.
What?
Party. I'm right next to the beach, got the sea in front of me, nice Portsmouth in front.
On the Isle of Wight?
On the Isle of Wight.
What, are you playing Chaka Demons and Pliers, Twist and Shout?
Some of the best dance music of its era, I feel.
Alan, switch it off. When we said to you, get some dance tunes and just book yourself a flight or get over to the White Isle, and you went, I could do that, no problem. I did think that you just, you know, you'd organise that very quickly.
Mm.
Well, I'm here, and I've got some great music, and,
Okay, and when I... So, A, point A, you're in the wrong place entirely. And point B, I said, just grab some dance tunes. What have you brought?
I got some Wigfield, a Britney Spears.
Oh.
I've got some really good stuff. Reel to Reel, I Like to Move It, one of my favourites.
That's all right.
So, yeah. Can You Feel It as well, Reel to Reel? Got some great dance hits here.
Is that Can You Feel It by Fix?
No.
Right.
Can You Feel It? Reel to Reel featuring the Mad Stuntman again. Well,
of course, yeah.
I've got some Too Unlimited and, you know, some good...
Alan, what exactly is the point of, during Radio 1's celebration of 10 years in Ibiza, you being on a beach with a couple of Now CDs in the Isle of Wight?
Well, I didn't think that, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't wonder why, but yeah. I don't often question you, so I just did it.
Right, Alan, you can't get to Ibiza, obviously, before the end of the show, so you're going to have to do a party in the Isle of Wight.
I'll pull it off, I tell you. It's great.
Well, and we'll do the party as well.
Yeah.
Everything.
Don't pull it off. Just play
okay.
records. All right.
Okay.
Go and work on something and call us back later.
Okay, I will.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Idiot. He's such a dick.
Radio 1 Summer Friday thing!
I did wonder, actually, you know, yesterday when he was talking about hiring a car... I did wonder why. I thought he was going to the airport.
So that's the news, everybody. Radio 1 Summer Friday thing, celebrating 10 years of Radio 1 in Ibiza. Alan has gone to the Isle of Wight with some Wigfield CDs. He's gonna be rocking a fat one, or maybe just a chubby one later. Well, that sounds even worse.
You know what I mean?
He's making us sound small-time and amateurish.
For those of you, by the way, who are listening outside of the UK, the Isle of Wight is the nerve centre of the dance music world,
mm-hmm.
after Ibiza. So. Anyway, we'll check back with him in a second.
It's Radio 1 Summer Friday thing.
7:24, BBC Radio 1. 7:26. Good morning. That's Martin Solveig and everybody.
Like that.
So, Alad is in the Isle of Wight.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been to the Isle of Wight.
I have. It's lovely.
You sent us a few photos. It does look very pretty.
Mm.
I always thought it'd be like Craggy Island.
That's nice, the Isle of Wight.
Ted lives.
It's quite pretty.
So, well, you know, lovely. Mm. Great. And he has to be back for the final of Big Brother this evening as well, so he's got a bit of a busy day.
What time's he going to be there for that? Is that tea time?
Don't know. He's there all evening. Mm. He's going to be there all night. He won't get out of there till like 1 a.m, halfway in the morning. So it's a long day for him. So we'll find out exactly where he is in the Isle of Wight, and you can go and pick up your free Roy Walker Legend T-shirt.
Wow.
As long as you are the right size, as we're running out rapidly of shirts.
What sizes have we got?
Well, I know upstairs we've only got girl sizes left, haven't we? That's all we got.
We've got some more. More came in yesterday.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
We've ordered a second batch.
Yes.
Brilliant.
They're so popular.
So Alan is on the Isle of Wight, and we'll find out where he is just after we do some news of sport with Dom and Carrie in about 3 minutes' time.
Wicked.
I can't speak. Oh, and also, it's Radio 1's Summer Friday thing. Tell us about the song.
1975, we brought you an album.
Yeah.
With a song.
Also got the history of Ibiza coming up, Dave.
I know.
Every hour, teaching you all about the White Isle of Wight.
Wise up yourself.
Oh, and Davina McCall, the beautiful, gorgeous lady off of the telly, is coming in.
We like her.
I might show her my bum.
Don't do that.
No.
That's the White Isle.
She showed me her ass, I might show mine.
Mm.
Brilliant. Black legend. You see the trouble. Right, Radio 1, Summer Friday things on today. We're going to do the summer shuffle in a bit where you get to choose one of the records we play on BBC Radio 1. You fancy that? 08700 100 100. 08700 100 100. Call now. I still haven't seen the video, but the brilliant new single from Jamiroquai coming up next. Dominic keeps telling us all about it.
Because it's filmed at his house, which is where we were. So you can tell where we were, and they're on the motorbikes we were on and everything.
Brilliant.
That's brilliant.
Have you seen it now?
I saw it just now, yeah.
Really?
It's top, yeah.
Well, I didn't tell me it was on.
I should have done. I do apologise.
Let's get some news first. Just gone
7:35. Ibiza is a magical place full of ravers and hippies that's been Europe's top holiday destination for the last decade. And here at Radio 1, we're proud to be responsible for inventing the White Isle and playing such a big part in the history of this beautiful island. Originally discovered by Christopher Columbus years ago, Ibiza was little more than a barren rock in the ocean until it was colonized in the 80s by Pete Tong and Dave Pearce, who decided to rent it off the Spaniards in order to put discos on for mashed-up madheads from the UK and beyond. This formula worked a treat, and soon there were discotheques opening up all over the island, pumping out a new type of sound that we now know as Baltic Beat. Hedonism is the name of the game in Ibiza, where you can regularly find people literally dancing in the streets. The White Isle is also a favourite of many celebrities who go there every year on an annual basis. And we'll be finding out exactly who, where and why when we return later on with part two of Ibiza Uncovered on Radio 1.
Radio 1 Summer Friday thing!
And that's all factually correct, isn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Everything you need to know.
Right. I never knew that Dave Pearce and Pete Tong bought it off the Spaniards.
Colonised it.
Right. And what's the music there known as again?
Baltic Beat.
Baltic Beat. The show is not just entertaining, it's also informative. Education for the nation. I, from the station of devastation.
What, Carrie?
Nothing, it doesn't matter.
What?
I'll talk to you later.
What? What have I done? Are my flies undone?
No. Baltic Beats or Balearic Beats?
Baltic Beats, you just heard it there.
That's just the first part of the history.
By the way, what's Balearic?
That's what they're called, the Balearic Islands.
Balearic.
Oh, all right, Balearic, whatever.
Balearic?
Yeah.
That's that kids' TV show with all the...
Balamori.
Right, okay.
No.
Anyway, that's part one, two and three to come.
The mashed up madheads are loving it.
Morning, Alan.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, that was a very funny joke from earlier.
I'm in the Isle of Wight.
Well, I know you're in the Isle of Wight.
Oh, okay.
Celebrating 10 years of Radio 1 on the White Isle, we sent you to the Isle of Wight.
Absolutely.
Right, so, you are genuinely there. That's the funniest bit. And you've got your T-shirts, and you've got your dance music, and you've got your own little mobile studio, I believe.
Well, it's actually an ice cream booth.
Nice.
So instead of an ice cream van, it's stationary. It's an ice cream booth, but it's brilliant. I've got a little hatch and everything, which is brilliant.
And are you hanging out of your hatch right now?
I'm hanging out right now, waiting for the people who are passing. There's a guy on his bike who has no idea what we're doing.
What's the name of the ice cream thing you're in?
There's a big sign in the back that says, Mingella ice cream.
Yeah, and you certainly are mingelling in that picture that you sent us. Are you playing music already?
Yes, I am.
So let's. I'll switch mine off. Let's have a listen.
Can you guess what it is yet?
Sounds awful.
Corona, Rhythm of the Night.
Oh, that's Jesus! So this is your little party booth, then, is it?
Yeah. My ice cream booth with hot dance music.
Right.
And cold ice cream.
Brilliant.
Brilliant.
So whereabouts are you then? Where in the Isle of Wight are you?
Well, I'm actually on the Ryde Esplanade.
Oh.
Mm. The Ryde Esplanade next to the Canoe Lake / Boating Lake, depending on who you ask.
Next to what?
The Canoe Lake or Boating Lake, depending on who you ask.
Right.
That's a very specialised lake,
isn't
it?
Canoe Lake.
I know, you can only do
only canoeing
here.
I'm sorry about that.
Come.
And it's really pretty. I can see Portsmouth in front of me, actually, across the water.
Has anybody asked for a T-shirt yet?
No, no one's asked for a T-shirt. We're Brilliant. Completely, kept it under the radar today.
Because you went to the wrong blooming place, that's why.
Yeah, probably. They're all in Ibiza waiting for me.
Yeah. All right, so how many T-shirts have you got today?
Today, I have 50.
50, all right. If you fancy a Roy Walker Legend shirt and you're living on the Isle of Wight... Alad is at the
canoe lake, or the boating lake.
Yeah, that's it.
And he has a T-shirt for everybody.
And let's hear some more of those hot, funky tunes you're playing out there, Alad.
My favourite one I've got here, I'm going to play after 8.
Really?
I'm really excited about that one.
Tease the nation.
I don't want to peek too soon.
Well, you don't want to do that, do you?
No.
Ruin it for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got our first gentleman.
Way!
Yay!
Is that a canoe in your pocket? Or you...
That was very quick.
I was going to pull it off.
Would you like to know his name?
Yeah, go on.
What's your name?
Chris Smith.
Chris Smith. That's made up. That's Alan's mate. Chris Smith.
Genuine name.
And where does he live in the Isle of Wight?
Where does he live in the Isle of Wight?
About 100 yards around the corner in Ryde.
Right. 100 yards around the
corner in Ryde. You understand him very well.
Sorry?
It doesn't matter. go and deal with Chris. We'll talk to you later, right?
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
There you go. Alad is really in the Isle of Wight all morning. Good luck.
In Scotland, Northern Ireland, also into Wales. In Cardiff, Glasgow, Belfast, Leeds, and in the Yorkshire Dales. But now we're also on the air across the USA. So put down your hot dogs and your guns and shout hip hip hooray.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Now live across America.
National Radio.
Got to live for your life. Who sang that, Dave?
Ultranate.
Correct.
97.
Was it?
I think so.
Yes, correct.
Reminds me of the road shows, that.
Shh, don't mention the R word. Whatever you do. We don't talk about those anymore.
I'm sorry.
Seriously, you're so old hat.
It was just like a cheap earlier version of the Summer Friday thing.
Yeah, kind of. Radio 1's Summer Shuffle. Good morning, Danny.
How are you?
I'm all right, how are you?
Down.
Great, why are we laughing?
We ain't.
Oh, okay. Where are you from, Danny?
I'm from, North Ants, little town called Angle.
Never heard of it, but I'm sure it's cracking.
No, it's pants.
Right, okay, fair enough. What do you do, Danny?
I work on a turkey farm.
You work on a turkey farm?
Yes.
What do you eat on Christmas Day for your
turkey?
Dinner? Do you?
Oh, yeah.
So you got no qualms about that?
None at all.
So you work with the little fellas, you play with them, you dance with them, and then you kill them and eat them?
Oh, they're great, yeah.
Brilliant, lovely. Man of my own heart.
I'd love to see you dancing with them.
I'm sure you've danced with a turkey before, haven't you, Danny?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
That's that old classic song. It's virtually a hymn. I danced with the turkey and blum, blum, blum. Oh, there he is. I'm the Lord of the Turkey, said he.
Yeah, not heard that. Sounds beautiful.
Oh, as Lee and Herring used to do, I'm the Lord of the Dance Settee. It's like a settee and you dance on it.
Right.
I miss them. Anyway, right. So what are you going to do for the day? Are you working now?
Yes, I am.
What time do you start?
I start at 7:30.
What time do you finish?
Not until about 5. So
you're literally hanging out with the turkeys all day?
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, let's see if we can make your turkey life a little bit more enjoyable. I'm going to play you a little package of about 10 songs. When you get to a song that you really, really like and you would love us to play, you will shout as loud as you can, gobble, gobble, I want that one.
Will do.
Yeah. Let's have an example of that, please.
Gobble, gobble, I want that one.
Brilliant. What kind of music are you into?
I like Green Day.
Green Day.
Yeah. The Levellers, I like The Levellers.
Yeah, the Levellers.
Thoroughly disappointed.
The Levellers.
Yeah.
Okay. The Levellers. Green Day and The Levellers. Well, I don't know if there's going to be a song in here that you actually like, but we'll give it a...
I dare say there will be.
Well, no, I wouldn't be so sure.
Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here are your options then. Stardust.
No, I don't like that.
A bit like The Levellers.
No,
all
right. Not that one. Get another one on, please. Black Eyed Peas.
No.
Okay, all right, no, you don't have to go for it. Madonna.
Double, I want that one. Oh.
God Love You. So you like The Levellers and Green Day, and you've chosen Madonna. Brilliant.
We're already being sponsored.
The Levellers have just phoned up. You've been banned from listening to any more of their CDs.
I don't think they make any more, do they?
Well,
I haven't heard from them for a while.
Listen, have a good day on the turkey farm.
Will do.
And pick me out a nice one for Christmas.
Shall do, Chris. Shall do.
All right, peace, love and vegetarianism. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.
Right, enjoy, everybody. There you go, it's another great fade. Where's the rest of
it? I'm sure that wasn't the way the original ended.
We have got to get together there. Where's the rest of the bloody song?
It goes.
There you go.
Anyway, that's for you, Danny, on the Summer Shuffle.
Well done, Danny. Nicely chosen. Yeah, Into the Levellers and Green Day, Madonna. I love that one. Thanks very much. And many people are texting in saying they didn't hear the 747 sound effects at 7:47. Well, obviously, you wouldn't, because they're striking.
So. Problems at Heathrow.
Yeah, but sorry about that. There is a delay, but we'll try and sort something out for you for maybe Monday's show or something like that. Moving on. I like this. This fella has been making music for years and years and years. This fella. He's worked with Madonna, Gwen Stefani's, the remixes for The Killers, Sister Sisters. Yeah. He is brilliant. Do you know who he is?
Jacques.
What? No, Jacques Your Body is the name of the track.
Oh, right.
He's a guy called Les.
Yeah, but he's also known as Jacques Leconte
from Les Rhythm Digital. Mm-hmm.
Dave? Have you lost your mind? Sorry about that. No, he's Les. Les Rhythms Digitals.
That's that's Les, yeah.
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah.
And, yeah. What, do you have any other aliases that he has worked under, Dave?
Zoot Woman.
Zoot Woman?
The Thin White Jew.
Mm-hmm.
And Paper Faces.
Yeah. And the other one, you want to repeat? No.
Jack.
What?
Just call him Jack.
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 It's a French pronunciation, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Davina McColl will be here shortly.
Oh, Davina, you are looking leaner since you got on the exercise machine. Oh, Davina.
I just made that up. Wasn't pre-written or anything.
It's brilliant. Sorry.
Last time she was on the show properly, she flashed her ass to us. I'm hoping today a different part of the body.
Mm, like a leg or an ankle.
I'm hoping an ankle, yeah. I must admit, obviously. I'll go for the whistle.
Yep.
Right.
Do I get a whistle out?
Well, I don't know where this is going. It's a minute past eight. Was yesterday's weather. Before we get into this, can I just say that was the most Australian-sounding bloke I've ever heard in my life. That fellow was talking earlier.
Shane Warne.
Doctors. I feel very proud of that achievement at the moment. It was a pretty emotional time.
Rada. Mick Dundee. Down in the knife. This is a knife. Rada. Cockfosters. Keep it chilled, mate. Rada. This. Daphne. Rada. Bouncer. Was yesterday's weather. Here's Dominic.
Thanks very much. It's the only way to guarantee the weather is 100% accurate, so yesterday's weather is back again, is for the last time this week, sadly. Northolt in Greater London was the hottest place yesterday, 27 degrees there. So where was the wettest place? Mm. That prize went to Warkrup in Cumbria.
Brilliant.
But the sunniest place was Jersey in the Channel Islands, 13.6 hours. And that was yesterday's weather.
I want to go to Jersey. I've never been before.
I haven't.
I was talking to somebody about it the other day and they went, don't bother, it's rubbish. But I've heard it's very nice, Jersey.
I certainly wouldn't say it's rubbish.
No.
Someone said only like, in the last few days, oh, it's rubbish. But I've been told it's very pretty.
And Guernsey as well, I've not been to.
Guernsey, I haven't been to Guernsey. I really haven't been to Czechoslovakia, but we could be here a long day.
Mm.
Just a listing place we've never been to. Was yesterday's
weather. It's 6 minutes past eight.
Do you know the way to San Jose? You know?
Mm, I don't.
Well, I did ask. Mm. It's very surreal this morning.
Mm.
Egg. Game of Two Halves coming up in just a moment. Meanwhile, somebody's texted in saying, you never know, you might get lucky. Davina could do your interview half naked, like when she interviewed Sam on Big Brother on the TV show. What if I strip for Davina?
Mm.
What about that?
No.
What she'd end up leaving her husband.
I'm leaving the studio.
Very quickly. If I was better looking, I'd have Davina. She loves me.
How much better looking?
To be honest, she'd probably take me as I am. You know?
Hmm.
A hunk.
Of
burning love.
Yeah.
Right, so it's the last day for who wrote this? Potentially award-winning competition again with Two Halves. Yeah.
Rachel writes it.
Right, should know how this works so far, I'm going to read out half a question. Later on this afternoon, Chappers will read the second half of the question during the Scott Mills show. Then you phone up and you win tickets. But only if you're a bitter blue from Liverpool. You don't have to be from Liverpool, but you've got to be an Evertonian, basically.
You don't have to be a bitter blue either.
It's Saturday's
the People's Club.
Goodison Park battle between Everton and Manchester United. Who's your money on, Dominic Byrne?
I'm going to go for a Manchester United win there.
Right.
Sadly.
Some would say you're biased, though.
Well, I'm not. I'm no preference for either team.
You're a Liverpool fan, though.
Yeah, but I hate both of them equally.
You hate both of them.
Yeah.
Hate is a very strong word.
Hate is a strong word, yeah. Dislike
is a very strong word.
I think Manchester United will win 2-1.
Well, I'm not saying anything.
Interesting day for Wayne Rooney.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, because, no, Wayne Rooney, Dave, plays for Manchester United, used to play for Everton.
Do the question.
You know when we're talking about football, Dave's got that look at that kind of, you know, the smug look he had last season. Already, that's been wiped off his face by a look of doubt, suspicion, and worry.
PMC.
DSW.
Too much tension.
Yeah. You've got James Beattie syndrome.
I haven't.
It brings you out in a cold sweat. Here's the question, you ready? All Evertonians, listen up if you want a ticket for the game on Saturday. And you'll get some stuff from your team shop, which I'm sure Dave has been in.
I have. Megastore, toffee shop. It's cracking.
Here's your question, ready? Who's God for Everton? And that's it.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
I love that.
Game of two halves, you see, that's how it works. Once Chappers gives you the other half later on, it will make sense and you'll have a whole question with a whole answer.
But sometimes you can have a little guess. You can't even have a little guess at that one.
I'm gonna go for a guess, Dave, but yeah. I know it'll be wrong because it's too old.
Mm-hmm. Is the wrong answer.
Oh, never mind.
About this one, Dave.
Is also the wrong answer.
Oh.
Also the wrong answer.
Yeah. Really?
You just write down Michael Owen.
No. Okay.
Don't bother ringing up now, just ring up later when Chappers reads out the second half of that question. You could be going to the game with Everton, Man U, on Saturday. Jobs are good and lovely, lovely, jingle, jingle. That question again, who's God for Everton? Brilliant. Second half with Chappers later today.
We're all here every morning to get you on your way, to make your little face light up as you start your day. We do it for the love of it and cause we think it's funny. Well, actually, we're lying cause we do it for the money. The Chris Moyle Show, where's our money? National Radio.
Oh, yes, thank you.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Green Day, American Idiot, 8:16.
National Radio 1.
Good morning. It's Radio 1 Summer Friday thing, Dave.
Hooray!
Crazy Friday crazy feeling. Just bear with me a sec, I've got a stomach cramp.
Have you?
Yeah. Let me just... There you go, that's better. I wouldn't stand there, Rachel, if I were you. Right, I'm only joking. It's just a joke. It's just a joke. We're talking to Alad now.
Yes,
do we have to?
Yes, we do.
Oh, Jesus.
Embarrassing.
Listen. It's playing Saturday night.
It's Friday morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Average.
All right.
I'm having a great time here.
Yeah. You know, do you really think you're doing wonders for Radio 1's musical reputation?
What's wrong with Wakefield?
It's rubbish.
Is it?
Yes. Da 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 da.
I like that song.
We're looking at photos of you already with some islanders, or whatever they call themselves.
Brilliant. Good, aren't they?
Alan is on the Isle of Wight. He's giving away Roy Walker T-shirts. He really is on the Isle of Wight. And it looks like a beautiful morning there.
It's really nice here. Really, really nice. And the people are so nice. They've turned up already, and I've had to turn quite a lot away, actually.
Why?
Because I've only got 50 T-shirts, and to start off with, for the first 20 minutes, they were all guys.
Right.
All guys. A couple of ladies have just turned up, which is quite nice. I took a photo of them. Mm-hmm. But I've got quite a few girls and not many boys left.
Okay. So do you want to do a ladies' half hour?
I think we need to do a ladies' half hour.
All right, so ladies only, then. Can go and get their T-shirt from Alad. Again, the rules do apply. If Alad doesn't like the look of you, you ain't getting one. It's as simple as that.
I can really do that, can I?
Yes, you can. Of course you can.
Okay, just to warn me, what can I say to them when they get here if I don't like the look of them?
Just lie and say, I'm sorry, we've run out. Bye-bye.
Okay, fine. We're on Ride Esplanade next to the Canoe Lake.
Right.
I'm in an ice cream booth, which has a big sign in the back that says Mingala's Ice Cream. And that's where I am.
Alad, how have your fat hits been going down, tune-wise?
Oh, really well. Mm-hmm. People have started dancing on the beach next to me, you know, in Wakefield.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It is, as Dave was saying, it's like the old-style R word.
What would that be?
Rojo.
Oh, well, do you know what?
What?
I feel it, yes.
Do you?
I feel like I'm doing a bit of a warm-up up here.
You could, three could play bits and pieces.
We could do, yes.
Kick beach balls out into the crowd.
It's like merged between one of those and a genuine Ibiza party.
Well, it sounds like it, I've got to say.
Woo!
Can you, woo! Okay. Yeah. Woo! Are you dancing right now?
I can be.
Oh, okay.
Do you want me to do the actual Wakefield dance?
Yeah. Yes, please.
Well, not quite sure. I think it's some hand movements. Chris, you know this bit. Saturday. Saturday.
Saturday night. Saturday. It's very, very worrying. Alice.
Yes.
Switch it off. Put something else on that's a bit more, you know.
Bit cooler.
Yeah, a bit more banging.
Oh, I've got it.
Okay.
I've got it.
Here we go.
I like
CJ it, Lewis.
Sweets for my sweet. Alice. Alice. Alice.
Yeah, what?
Have you brought anything cool?
Yeah, this, CJ Lewis, Sweets My Sweets.
Alan, cool. Alan, you're representing Radio 1 across the UK.
Right.
This isn't what we do.
So if you live on the Isle of Wight and you're a lady and you'd like a Roy Walker Legend T-shirt from Alan, Alan is in his Mingin ice cream booth.
No, Mingala.
Mingala. With Radio 1 stickers all over it. And it's where again?
It's on Ride Esplanade, next to the Canoe Lake.
Brilliant. Well, good luck, Alan.
Thank you. Speak to you later.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Will you sing us out?
Sorry?
Sing us out.
I don't know. This bit's hard. This is
just
a rap.
Just make it up. Brilliant. Can we not just leave him there?
You know.
Well, go on.
No.
No, go on.
No.
Well, go on.
I was going to say,
yes.
It's probably a good thing that he didn't end up in Ibiza.
Well, can you imagine? Wigfield. CJ Lewis, sweet smell. Chuck it in with some pliers. Mm. He'd have ended up warming up for Pat Sharp. It's another bland dance record right here on Radio 1. Which doesn't sound anything like another dance record you may have heard before. It's completely original. United Nations, you and me.
He was on Dance Anthems last week.
Who was?
This lad.
Is it not Big Daz?
Huh?
Is it not Big Daz? Why do I think it is?
Well, I don't know, because I also saw this performed on Top of the Pops, and it wasn't Big Daz on there. It was some young lad who looked a bit like Alan, but more enthusiastic.
Really?
And when he's on Dance Anthems, he did a live PA and was doing all the... Or, you know, that thing where, like...
All right.
Like the, that thing. Whatever that
how
is.
Does it, how does it go again?
Or that thing.
Yeah. That's brilliant. You're
good.
So down with the dances.
Well, I know. The dances.
Well,
that's
right.
Why we're here and not in Ibiza, you see.
Yeah. Do you know what? We don't need Ibiza. You know, I'm quite happy here. Thanks. They won't send us out anyway. They won't send us out.
No, it's the last time.
No, that's they sent the whole radio station in 1998. Not everybody came back alive. Well, I don't mean that anyone's... I don't mean anyone, what I mean by that is there were a few casualties. Mm. Oh, that's getting worse, this link. Mm. No, so much...
It wasn't like Lost
no,
or anything.
No,
someone, well, it was in a way, but yeah, not like that.
Yeah, some people went missing.
Yeah.
They were found.
They
eventually
came back again and they weren't eaten by...
They came back and they came too.
Mm.
Anyway. So, tonight then, Tongi will kick it all off. He's at Mambo, live from Ibiza. If you've got any mates out, in Ibiza, give them a ring today and tell them they've got...
You just missed... Sorry.
What?
What?
Davina's here.
Is she?
She just exposed herself.
Oh, mate, you're kidding me.
We're halfway through a boring link.
Ah, oh. Damn.
Right, should we carry on?
What did she do? Did she flash?
Hey?
Not her breasts.
Yeah, but she got a bra on.
Really? Yeah, not for long. Well, after I've worked my magic.
You can't get a bra off.
Hey? Of course I can. I can do it. I can do it with two hands.
Can you?
Mm. Anyway. Oh, look, there she is. Look. Look. Oh, there she is having a big yawn. Oh, look at her.
It's a pre-show yawn.
Wow. Doesn't she look great first thing in the
Doesn't
morning?
Doesn't she just?
Look at that. Bless her. I'll get all the pervy stuff out of the way before she comes to the studio, all right?
Mm.
What were we saying about
I don't know.
I have no idea.
About? We're talking about...
Who cares?
Go to online for all the
details. Oh, that's it. Yeah, if you've got mates out there, go and
go
see
Pete. Go to one
Tom.
Line?
To online.
All right, okay. Yeah, well, I was saying, if you've got mates out in Ibiza, give them a ring. I'll text them and tell them if they've got to go to Mambo tonight and watch the sunset with Tongi. Because it's really nice. I know it sounds a bit hippie, but it's not. It's really cool. There's two. If you haven't been, right, there's basically these two big rocks in the sea, and the sun goes down between them.
They serve beers and stuff, and they play music. It's nice.
It's really
claps.
Good.
Yeah.
And there's always, you know, a couple of fit people around, so it's something to look at.
Mm.
That's my guide to Ibiza.
There you go.
We've got another guide to Ibiza coming up as well, part two, in a bit. And Davina will be here. Look at Look, imagine her serving you egg on toast and a cup of tea first thing on a Sunday morning.
Yeah.
In your football shirt.
Yeah.
With her hair all over the place.
Exactly. Pack lunch before you go to the match.
Excuse me? Wow. Well, that certainly would be a bonus, wouldn't it? By the way, I'm just reading the emails. We got a good few emails from people who have now started listening in the States. Hello, America. If you would like to email us, we would love to read it and say hello. Well, might not, obviously. Chris.Moyles@bbc.co.uk or go to the Radio 1 website for more details. History in the making, part two, so crazy right now. Beyonce Knowles. Do you know, if Mikosi in the Big Brother house was a lot thinner, good looking and could sing and was American, she might look a bit like Beyonce. But she's not, she's fat. And irritating. With a wig. We'll talk about Big Brother in a bit, because Davina is in the building. Oh, Davina, she is Lena on the exercise machine.
That's a good song.
Thank you. Again, just made it up.
Amazing.
But I don't write it down.
It's the way you got Davina and Machina.
Davina McCall, like a baby doll.
Working on a market stall.
Fancy going to the football.
Football. And leave there.
Yes, we would like to hear from our Yankee Doodle Dandy listeners in America. You can email chris.moyles@bbc.co.uk. Surname dot... Christian name dot surname is the way it works, you see, with the BBC. So there you go. chris.moyles@bbc.co.uk. It's M-O-Y-L-E-S. Thanks. It's great. There was one guy who... Listen to this. So obsessed about waiting for Radio 1 and Sirius, he put the channel on when they were doing our little test transmissions, which is just a loop of us going, hey, we're coming soon, keep this frequency clear, type rubbish. And this guy, he goes, I was so excited, I just used to sit and listen to that for a while.
That's just sad. It's big news in America, that's what they're all talking about over there.
Yeah, they are, yeah, that's what they're talking about. Yeah, that and the BA strike.
I'm yeah.
Don't forget 9 o'clock this morning, because it's Radio 1 Summer Friday thing. We'll do the golden hour. It's back. But today, with a slight difference. It's going to be embarrassingly painful from 9 o'clock this morning. And before that, Davina will be here. Let's get some news first. It's 8:32.
And it's the final of Big Brother tonight. It's looking like a battle
at
between...
At last, it's the final day in the Big Brother house.
Exactly. It's looking like a battle between Eugene and Anthony.
It's looking like a battle between Eugene and Anthony.
Anthony. Yeah, that's it. But Kinga and Mikosi aren't getting much support, apparently.
That's because Kinga is,
A minger. Kinga is a minger.
Well, she is. That's certainly one word for her. I can think of a few more. God love her. And Mikosi is a backstabbing, two-faced, pathological liar.
That said, you know, good luck to all of them. Yeah.
You know, and the thing is, I want a normal person to win. So let's hope it's Anthony, the 70s dancer, or the 6'9" geek.
Eugene. That one.
Here's the sport.
Now 8:37.
Davina is singing along to the jingle.
Thank you very much, Davina.
You know, if she wasn't happily married with a family, pretty and talented and successful, she'd be a loser. But she would. Do you know what I mean? If she wasn't presenting the Big Brother show, she'd be sitting at home watching it like the rest of us saddos, going, I should really get a life.
She has a geek-like knowledge of this show.
Every year, Davina rings me, right, when she's going to Big Brother for the first day. Or she rings me when they start showing the audition tapes on E4. It started! Kind of like a Dalek.
It was a little bit Dalek-y.
I know! Anyway.
Although she doesn't look like a Dalek.
No, she doesn't. She looks like an angel sent down from heaven to brighten our lives. Thank you. Two very bizarre, not bizarre, but awful punny text messages came in during the news bulletin. One, after we played the Beyonce record. Chris, this is from Adam. Chris, do you know that Beyonce Knowles is leaving Jay-Z?
No, I didn't know that.
She's rumoured to be marrying the son of Roy Castle.
Right.
And then she'll be known as Beyonce Castle. Go on. And then the other one, which comes from Rob in Chichester, who said he texted in during your news story about all the passengers and everything.
Yeah.
I went on a flight with BA the other day. It was awful. All he kept saying was, I ain't getting on no plane, you crazy fool. See? BA suit.
Brilliant, isn't it?
Oh, these are the jokes, folks.
Like BA Baracus out of the 80s.
Oh, yeah. Right, coming up, part two of our guide to Ibiza. Brilliant record, brilliant band. I bought the album the other day. It's the Magic Numbers, Love Me Like You.
Year 4792 in the Big Brother house.
Please welcome Davina McCall, our lovely, gorgeous friend off of the telly. Yay! Yay!
I'm in the house.
You're in the studio.
Oh, I'm in the studio.
Do you want to wear headphones or not?
Can I?
Yeah.
Because if... then I can hear you.
Hello.
Oh, it's lovely with headphones on.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm very, very excited.
For our new listeners, Davina is a very beautiful and talented... Personality. And is the host of the Big Brother show here in the UK on the telly. So that's for our American listeners who are tuned in.
They have Big Brother.
I know, but you don't do it there.
No.
And that's why it's not as big as it is over here.
Well, there you go.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
How are you?
Hey, I'm so good. Can I just say, before we start on the old Big Brother malarkey...
Mm-hmm.
Just a heartfelt thank you for getting Carlos Bernard to call me.
The guy from 24?
Yes.
That was good fun.
I was literally beside myself, so thank you so much.
Pleasure.
Yeah.
He enjoyed looking at your photos, actually.
Yeah.
We were showing him on that screen there.
It's amazing what you can find, Davina.
Pictures on Tinternet. But it was all the proper, you know, all the proper stuff, you know, the recent stuff.
No,
that's saucy.
You haven't done any mucky pictures of it? Would you like to? I have a camera.
No, thank you.
Right, okay. You can take some of me if you want.
Oh, now there's a thought.
Yeah. Do you want to see my bum?
Yes, please.
Right, maybe later. No, don't groan, Rach.
Moilsy.
Yes?
I showed you mine.
Yes?
You have to show me yours. I said yes, please.
Okay, well, later.
No, not
on the band. I'm not a piece of meat.
Moilsy.
Have some respect.
Moilsy.
You know, men have rights too and feelings.
Moilsy.
Mm-hmm.
Get it out.
Come on, we're celebrating the white
Come
aisle.
Come on.
Oh, I'm closing my eyes. Come I've on. Seen this before.
Come on.
There you go.
No, I want to see
that's
the flesh.
That's all you see. Is
oh,
that
you must have seen. Oh, my good Lord.
Sorry, Dave.
You could build a farm on that.
Oh, what are you on about? Seriously,
that's so brilliant.
Do you know they send these satellites up into space at a cost of billions and billions of pounds to take a picture of Mars? It looks just like my arse. Yeah. So anyway, right,
space travel would be in my room 101. What a waste of money that is.
Do you think?
Oh,
nobody.
What's the point? Think of all the lives they could save if they weren't trying to have a race on who could get to the moon next. Again.
People don't go to the moon anymore.
I thought they were trying to send somebody up there again now.
They're sending them somewhere, aren't they?
Oh, it's for... What about looking after your own planet?
Mm. Yeah, when you could be spending your money on voting for a complete stranger in the Big Brother house.
Well, that's much more important.
Yes.
Let's get our priorities straight.
Have you enjoyed this series?
You know, it's been brilliant.
I think it's been one of the best.
Absolutely brilliant. I love the new arrivals going in and the kind of stir that kicked up, and I loved... King are going in a couple of weeks before the end, and at the time I was thinking, I don't want somebody new in there. I'm not sure if it's a good idea, but she's been fantastic. If it wasn't for her, she's the only one that's talking.
Well, yeah, there is that. She's, as my mum would say, she's a right one, isn't she?
She is a right one, but a right one with a heart of gold.
Do you reckon?
Yes.
I was looking through the windows in the Big Brother house the other day when I went. I took my mum and dad on the camera.
You've been
room.
Again?
Yeah, I went and I did BBLB on Monday.
You took your mum and dad?
Yeah.
Oh,
and they had a
brilliant.
Tour of the house. And even my dad went, oh, it's good, isn't it? So he was very impressed. But, you know, she's not on telly. Because I've got widescreen telly. And Kinga fills it.
Right.
She's spilling out onto Channel 5 and ITV.
Widescreen telly's evil.
But when you see them through the glass, she's just a little chubby girl, isn't she? She's not like... I mean, she has got massive boobs, but she's just a little chubby girl, isn't she?
But not just that. She's an extremely beautiful little chubby girl.
Do you think?
I think she's beautiful. I mean, she's... I think she's... And I don't think she's pretty. I think she's beautiful.
Don't ever become a lesbian.
But what I love is that she pulls... She's...
What?
Sorry, that just stopped me in my tracks.
Yeah. Stopped me in my tracks, and I wasn't even talking.
Stopped you in the tracks during the sentence, but she pulls, and you stop.
Yeah, it was. Of all the places to pull up, as it were.
It was there.
But what I love about her is her complete and utter lack of vanity. She put all those faces when she was trying to get up on that fucking bronco. Mm. I could just watch that again and again again.
Although, you know, I'll be quite happy with, when tonight's ended and I don't have to see her face again. Although she might come on the show, I don't know. I'm undecided.
Well, she was booked.
Mikosi, I can't stand. Hate her.
Why?
She's a liar. She's a pathological liar and she's a bad liar.
Yeah.
And so many things, so many reasons why I hate her. That she's a two-faced...
Well, why do you think she can...
Two-faced, backstabbing liar who talks nonsense. This year, all the housemates, at one point or another, have talked nonsense. When she's in the diary room...
Yeah.
She loves the sound of her own voice. I know that's a rich coming from me. But she talks... You know, she says stuff, and when she's not on the camera, she's just miles away, just saying stuff. It doesn't make any sense.
And she talks in third person.
Hate
that. Mikosi.
Hate that. Hate that. Yeah. The only person who talks in the third person and got away with it was Bomber in Auf Wiedersehen, Pet.
Right.
Bomber likes that, Bomber does. That was all right.
Right.
You know, but not Mikosi.
Right. No.
Now, many people text in, well, one. Saying, why is she being allowed to keep the wig from the task when you're not allowed to keep anything from the
Do
task?
You know what? Can I just say, I said exactly the same thing, and I don't know why.
And there's another question as well, which I will kind of mime to you, because I'm unsure of what the answer is. But, why was allowed to, in the house?
Oh, I think that was an oversight.
Really?
Yeah.
Because we have a theory on that.
Are you not allowed to?
No.
No.
What, at all?
No.
Derek wears a watch, basically, is what I'm trying to mime. And Derek wears a watch, and why is he allowed to wear a watch now?
And I've got no idea about that either.
Well.
And I asked about that, and that was an oversight. And yeah. Then there's a... But, to be fair, although they don't often use it, there is a clock
on the
oven.
Yeah. And actually, do you know what? The fact that he has a watch means absolutely... It makes no difference whatsoever.
No.
At all?
No.
Does it really?
No, because they could all just go to the oven.
Who's been your favourite housemate so far, or are you allowed to say?
What, of this year?
Yeah.
I can't really say, but can I just say one thing? The thing that's really surprised me is that a lot of the housemates who I found a labour to watch, like a real kind of agony, you know, I found the tone of Science's voice when he wasn't listening to people and he just ramroded people
Science.
Quite hard to deal with. But then, when I interviewed him, I thought, God, if I'd have seen more of this Science in the house, you'd probably still be in there.
He came on the show, he was incredibly nervous, wasn't he?
On the telly, he was an arse, though, wasn't he?
Yeah.
but he was lovely in the flesh.
Yeah, I must admit, I found him hugely irritating, but when he sat here, he was far less so.
Bomber doesn't know Science, Bomber doesn't.
He was very beautiful in the flesh, I thought.
Do you think everybody's beautiful? Do you actually think anybody's ugly?
No. Very few people.
Really?
Quasimodo.
Mikosi?
Fairly rough.
Quasimodo?
I think Mikosi's beautiful.
Craig?
Craig needs to work out a bit.
He's not beautiful, is he? I hate people who let themselves go.
No, but actually, Craig...
He's got droopy boobs!
No, but that's just a physical thing.
Right.
But Craig, everybody comes
he's
out
disturbed.
Of the house with an amazing tan.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens. So they come out and they look positively glowing. Mm. They've rested for, you know, however long.
But what do you say, though, that he's disturbed?
Did you watch Little Brother yesterday, she says, going
It was a good subject. Turn right there.
Did you see?
Mm. No.
Did you see? Craig was on it. And I thought Craig, again, in my interview, Craig was really, really funny. And I thought he came across quite well and he dealt with the whole stalker thing quite well and laughed everything off. But then on Big Brother's Little Brother last night, he was just so sad.
He came in the show yesterday morning and hadn't slept at all.
Oh, maybe he was tired.
And was a little bit kind of whatever with Rachel. But he was all right on the air, though, wasn't he?
No, and he turned himself round as well, because it was a bit all over the place before he came on air. But then he was okay. I warmed to him.
Did you?
Yeah.
Hmm.
You gotta love him, though. He fell for a straight fella.
Chris, if you came on Celebrity Big Brother, it would give you a taste of what it was like to endure.
I'll do Celebrity Big Brother if you go in the house as well.
Oh.
How about that? Oh, I'll host the show, put you and Dermot and the Hare Krishna fella from Big Mouth, put you all lot
in. No, I talked to Dale last night. Do you think if Dale went in, would you do it?
Dale Winton?
Yeah, he loves you.
Seriously, you want to lock me in a house for 3 weeks in one bedroom with Dale Winton?
Yes.
Gee, it would look.
Do you like Craig and Anthony all over again?
Seriously.
What, would you be seeing Dale?
Darling, you're my friend in the house. I'm going to look after you. Get your bloody hands off me, Winton.
I thought it was going to be the other way round.
Oi.
I think you'd be brilliant in it, Chris. You should do
you
it.
You would please do it.
I'd have to do the show from there. You'd have to. Big Brother would have to provide a little
Look,
studio
I'll
with a mic.
I'll see what I can sort out. If I can do that.
I think they did in Australia, someone said to me the other day.
What, a celebrity doing a radio show
yeah.
in the house?
All I'd need is a mic, right? Mm. And
You could go into the diary room.
And do the show at what? Sit there in the big chair. It's 8:15, and yeah. here's Kylie Minogue.
Yeah.
Right.
That's sort of all you do, isn't it?
Pretty much.
You yeah. always come on the show and you've always got to go because we you know, it's never long enough with you, if you pardon the expression. You know, I want longer.
I'll stay.
Hooray. Well, should we do this?
Can I do Let's Get Ready to Ramble? Please.
If you really yes. want to.
Can I say it?
Yes.
Can I?
Yes.
Yes.
Can I really?
Yes.
Okay, hang on, I need to start hyperventilating so I can get my really deep breath. I know.
Actually, Rachel, just say no. Say no, you can't.
No, Rachel's going to say yes. Rachel saw my bra.
We could do it together if you want.
Hang on.
Yeah, do it together.
Do you
together.
Want to do it on your own or do it together?
No, let's do it on our own. Oh, what do you want to do?
With Dave.
That's technically difficult for me, but still, all right.
You've got a few minutes yet.
Okay, I'm just...
How's your... Davina, how's your husband?
It's like free diving, isn't it?
You it is to, almost. Hello, I was, yeah.
You have to slow your heart rate down, yeah. right down.
Hello, the star's over here. How is your husband?
My husband's yeah. very, very
is
good.
Marriage
at the
going
moment.
Well?
It's going very well, yeah. Oh, sorry. Never sorry.
Mind. You're
yeah.
famous. You need a bit on the side.
Oh, okay. Well, yes.
And look, I told you this before. Who'd believe it? So you and I coming out of a hotel 10 minutes, you know, apart. No
a
one
business
would believe
meeting.
It.
Business meeting.
Yeah, no
yes.
one would believe it.
Yes.
Anyway, right, so stay for a moment.
Okay.
Dave?
Hello.
You have to do Tedious Link now.
Brilliant.
I wish everybody was... I wish management was enthusiastic about the show as Davina was, for God's sake. Anyway,
come
so
on,
what...
Dave.
Very quickly, what are the times tonight?
You make me nervous.
Davina, what time's tonight for Big Brother?
8:30?
I don't know.
8:30, I think.
Right.
Later, on the dot.
9.
Mm. 8:30, 9. Right. Dave, how do you get to today's Tedious Link from yesterday? Stardust, and the music sounds better with the owl.
Stardust's first name, Alvin, is somebody you'd associate with road safety. Road safety is important, and you should always follow the green cross code. Codes and colours are often used in safety stuff, with code red meaning danger. Danger zone was a hit for Kenny Loggins. Loggins are what computer support staff give you in order for you to get onto your computer. The computer was invented by Charles Babbage. Babbage shares many of the same letters as cabbage, which is something that Rachel probably grows on her windowsill. The plural of sill is sills, which are also found on cars and can be vulnerable to rust. Rust is basically just iron oxide. Oxide is a musical partner of Neutrino, as in Oxide Neutrino, who I think were also part of the So Solid crew. Crew are required on a boat. A boat is a good way of getting to an island, such as Ibiza. And Ibiza is a great place to go on holiday, especially if you like dancing and Radio 1. And this weekend, Radio 1 is celebrating 10 years of going to Ibiza, you've probably heard. So to commemorate this monumental anniversary, it seems appropriate to play a record that is synonymous with the whole vibe of the White Isle, which links us predictably to this morning's Tedious track. It is We're Going to Ibiza by the Venga Boys.
Oh, turn it in. Are you having a laugh? Are you really?
Here come the pips.
Oh. No!
I'll get Alan back with his Wickfield. Well done. My ears are bleeding, says Ed on the text. P.S. Can Davina come on again? Try my best. Dave should be shot for playing this cack. So someone else. Dave, what are you doing? A man with musical taste. This is toss.
But my favourite text of the lot saying that...
going to Ibiza.
At least Venga Airways is flying today, unlike BA, which is very nice.
Oh.
See, political satire on the Chris Moore show.
It's good.
Oh, let's go to Ibiza. Seamless?
Yes. People were too busy moaning about how much they hated that record to pick holes in the link, which I don't think there were any.
Perhaps. Have you ever done Davina's workout video, The Power of Three? Brilliant.
No, I have the CD, what did you call it? DVD copy at home.
Yeah. If you try it, it's not easy.
It isn't easy, actually.
It's really not easy.
And even a grown man like you would find it hard.
Yeah, I reckon.
Be good training, Dave.
Hey, we should do, because we're doing the Great North Run in approximately a month's time.
Well, it would really strengthen up your legs and bottom.
That would be nice.
Yeah, which you'll need if you're going to do that.
I've got a potential new trainer.
Are you doing it for charity?
Yes.
I'll sponsor you.
Will you?
Yeah.
Oh, £1 fix.
Do you want to do it with us?
I'm not doing it.
Do you want to do it with us?
No.
You haven't asked what the charity is yet.
I don't care.
Really? It's the Chris.
It's the Chris. I'll sponsor you, whatever.
It's the Chris Miles Villa Fund.
Oh well, I might withdraw it. £1.50. Right.
That's a long man's sign shop.
What are you doing it for?
Macmillan.
Oh, brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Eddie Macmillan is a mate of ours. He's buying a few penthouses, and we're chipping in. No, obviously not. It's a joke.
Share a freehold.
Just a joke. So they look at me and go, really? No, just a joke. I'm not doing it. I'm injured. However, I met a bloke last night in the pub.
Can I just pull you up on something?
Oh, yes, please.
When are you going to get fit again? Because you got really, really fit. You've got to get back on the programme.
I have a stress fracture in my right foot.
Yeah, right.
I do! I went to see an expensive doctor. I still haven't paid that bill yet. Sorry if you're listening, even though I am. Gave him a false name. And he wanted me to have an MRI scan on it and everything. So I'm injured. I am technically injured.
But you could still do some upper body work, some sit-ups.
I met Dwayne Eddy last night, and he wants to train me.
Who's Dwayne Eddy?
Fella from Celebrity Love Island. Big black fella.
Oh, Dwayne.
Yeah. Oh, him?
Yeah.
Ripped I thought his name was muscles. Dwayne Ledejo or something.
Dave, oh, that's it, yeah. Dwayne Eddy was a guitarist from the 50s.
Yeah.
Dwayne Sleep. Whatever his name is.
Dwayne Ledejo.
Dwayne Sleep.
Dwayne Pipe.
He was saying, you know, I've got to change my lifestyle. Stop drinking. I'm like, give over.
Where did you sleep last night?
I fell asleep on the couch. But then I moved to the boudoir about half one in the morning.
Nice.
Yeah. Anyway, we're rambling already and we're
shamed. Sorry.
We need to wait for that time.
It's half time of the show. It's the bit where Dave and Davina are both going to say,
let's get ready to
Hey! That's the longest it's ever lasted.
I think you're excited.
That's so good. That is so good.
Right, now, Payment, you've got to ask if you can go down tonight and just for 10 seconds go, Big Brother House, this is Comedy Dave, you bunch of losers!
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
I'm going to do a voice of God today. I've been told that I'm allowed to because it's not going to be televised today.
Right, of course.
So I'm allowed to go into the Big Brother voice of God booth and say, this is Big Brother. Please do not do something
wrong. I think they need to write it down for you.
Yeah. I'll have to think of something interesting to say, obviously.
This is Big Brother.
Please all run around singing the Marseillaise.
I asked it the other day when I was there. I met one of the producers or one of the voices of Big Brother, some lovely girl who came out and said hello and she enjoys the show and I can't remember her name. Anyway, she's
nice. She fancy you.
Huh? She's got eyes, isn't she? and I said, all I want to do, I just want to be the voice of Big Brother once and I just want to go, this is Big Brother. Could Anthony come to the diary room, please? And see if A, they go, who's that? See if they recognise voice. And B, then just leave them stood outside the door for about 10 minutes. And then when they go in, get the female Big Brother to go, hello, Anthony, what can we do for you today? You just call me in?
No, we never.
Right, well, that's what I'm going to do then.
Do that.
No, thanks.
Oh, why don't you call someone to the diary room that isn't actually in the house? This is Big Brother.
Oh, my God, that's
could Chris
such a
come
good
to
idea.
The diary room?
Yeah.
Who's Chris?
That's such a good idea.
Who's Chris?
Or
Orla.
This is Big Brother. Could Leslie please come to the diary room?
And then I'll go, no way! Anyway, so there you go. Tonight, 8:30 to 9:30 on Channel 4, and then 10 till 11:10.
Yes.
Please,
anything.
With Mikosi, right? Please, you have to tell her or show her how two-faced she was.
Oh, I'm sure we'll
please.
I'm sure there will be a VT of some sort. In connection, either with her lying
I hope they've made a videotape of her going, oh, I really miss Orla, she's my friend. Edit to, I can't stand Orla, I want her to go. Edit to, Kamal, I love you, I really love you. Edit to, I can't stand that boy, I want him to go. Two-faced woman.
I'll see what we can sort out.
Thank you.
Because there are four people leaving tonight, obviously, unfortunately, the interviews are going to be a lot shorter, so I won't be able to ask all the questions that I want to ask.
Channel 4 are a disgrace. They should have put the show on from 10 o'clock tonight till 1 o'clock in the morning. Look, the thing is, there's nothing else worth watching around that. There's Bear's Tail, obviously, but there's nothing else worth. 8 out of 6, is that still on?
8 out of 10.
Rubbish, it's a bit rubbish, isn't it? Seen it before.
Is that Channel 4?
Yeah, but Big Brother fans, it's the last night, okay? There is no more. For all the Big Brother, Channel 4 make a gob of money out of it. Put it on from 10 o'clock till 1 o'clock in the morning.
Mm. What? And make a complete,
proper
marathon,
night.
A marathon.
Yeah, get it sponsored to high heaven, they'll make the money. What's wrong with them? Oh, no, we've got to put Architects in Egypt on or something at 11, whatever the hell it is. Rerun an old episode of Friends.
You can make it long like Comic Relief, you know.
Exactly.
A marathon, a telethon.
Mm. Telethon.
A telethon.
There you go.
The Big Brother sex application form had 71 questions. Some of which included, describe your relationship with your mother.
But that's all for psych stuff, I think. Because the psychs have to kind of make sure that people are okay before they go in. We don't want anybody to have a breakdown. It's a very, very, very tough experience on people emotionally.
Sure. As Craig proved.
Yeah.
We found it quite all right, didn't we? But we're only in there for 2 hours.
Oh, hello! You were in there for 2 hours!
Well, you know.
Yeah, but we found
it quite tough.
That was so
psychologically
funny. You guys were brilliant in there. Chris, you got to go in for Celebrity Big Brother.
Oh.
Got to. You could go in with Alad.
Oh, you're not selling it to
you're
me
making
at
it worse
all,
now.
Hey, Dave, go in with Dave.
Yeah,
hey, hang on, I got evicted. I was only in there 2 hours and they evicted me.
Can you imagine, though? Yeah, Chris, honestly, it'd be great. It'd be you, Alad, Jodie Marsh, you know, David Dickinson. Mm. Oh, what a hoot.
Macozy.
Put her back in.
Yeah, put her back in with you. That'd be great, telly.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what I'd do? I'd take that silly wig off her head.
It's gone.
She looks a bit car washed, doesn't she? Don't
it's
you
gone.
Think?
Has it gone?
Her weave has gone.
Well, the weave
she
was still there.
She,
the
she,
really?
She took it out yesterday.
So what's there?
Hair.
Really?
What? Hair. Afro.
Right. Well, that's the problem, then. Anyway, thank you, Davina, for being brilliant on Big Brother.
I love you guys much. Thank you for having me.
I think this has been your best series out of the lot. You've been very funny on it and very entertaining.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm going to stick my neck out, and I may look foolish, but I'm going to predict the colour of the outfit that you'll wear tonight for the last night.
Go on.
Oh, I'm crazy, me. Black.
No.
Really?
Is it not?
Good God.
How upfront do you choose the outfits?
Actually, miraculously, I found this week one.
And you said, that is going to be the one for me.
That is it.
Okay, well, see me and Davina as we enter the Celebrity Big Brother house in January.
How am I going to present the show?
Get Alad to do it. Hello, everybody!
Honestly, I think he would.
He'd love to.
If you asked him, I think he'd probably say, yeah.
Right, I have the. Thank you. Big Brother tonight, please watch because it's great. Rachel has written this technical note. It's in radio speak. Cara's waiting for Davina.
I've written another note as well.
Alad after first mix. Oh, and we're paying?
Yes.
Is that what you.
The meter's running. Sorry, up to £7.
Is it a nice car? Did we send the car for you?
No.
Have you ever been in a Nova
it's
before?
It's a lovely car. It's got Peter Sweeney's driving me. Don't you think that's a great name? Peter Sweeney. He's Irish. He's lovely. Peter Sweeney.
Oh, we know him, don't we?
Is that my guy?
I think he's a fellow that we get.
Drives a Voyager.
Oh, no.
People carrier.
Right.
Oh, we don't. Listen, have a great thing.
Don't look at me like that with my... Don't laugh at my people carrier.
Hey, we're not laughing at you.
It's a very nice people carrier, and you press a button and the door's open and everything.
Posh one.
And there's a telly.
Oh, my Ooh. God.
Dave, still laughing.
See that, Dave? More money than sense, these people. Living in
lost
the big house
in
the
show
country.
Business.
Tell you. So, hanging out with Christopher. They have parties with Christopher Biggins and Russ Abbott. They all have barbecues on a Sunday, drinking the Pimm's.
God.
Going, I bought a people carry the other day. Why? Because I can.
Got a telly in the back.
Got a telly in the back and a swimming pool in the boot. Anyway, we've got to start the golden hour, which now
is my entourage.
The golden 45 minutes. Listen to this, everybody. Yes. I planned a very special surprise. Yesterday after the show, I worked in the studio till 2 o'clock, and it's the truth. Practicing my mixing because today's golden hour is a not laugh, love is an Ibiza special where I will mix some of the records together.
The golden mix.
Yes.
Honestly, truly.
Mm-hmm. Truly. Yes.
Really.
Yes.
Yep. Watch out, Dave.
Yes.
Watch out, Dave Pearce.
Really? He can't mix, love. You ever heard the show? He's like a car crash. Right, so here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready? Davina tonight, Channel 4. Dave, you ready?
Cut him up, Fat Boy Fat.
Let's go!
Ibiza special.
The Golden Hour.
Oh, yes.
On Radio 1.
Don't you want my love? Ain't I mixed that day? I just mixed it.
It was wicked.
Hello, Alan.
Where is he? Have we cut him off?
Come in, Alan.
Where is he?
Oh. Do you know what? As soon as you know when you press a button, you go, is that the right button? And the answer?
No.
Right, so out of 10 for that hot mix, Dominic.
I'd give that a strong 6.
Balls. What?
6-7.
6-8 strong?
6-7-ish.
And you can shut up, Ainsley.
Come now, give me grief.
Huh? So a couple of people from our sister station, one listener, have come down to give me grief through the window. Can you believe that? Have you heard that station?
I have.
Got to sound like Tim Westwood. Big it up. Do you know, can I just say, this is just pause for a minute. We have this, Dave and I have this gag, which we've been doing for months and months and months, right? When we go to the CAF next door after the show, for
it is the funniest thing in the world.
There is, as you probably are well aware, there is a duo on One Extra, Ace and Invisible, right? And Invisible is the biggest man you have ever seen. He's the size of a house. Right?
The irony being that Invisible is actually visible from space.
Yeah. It's the Great Wall of China, you know, the BT Tower and him. I believe that's the truth.
The BT Tower, obviously, being visible from space.
That's right. And we have this gag where every time he walks past the building, the cafe, because it was on a corner, two glass walls, right?
It's like a fridge freezer on legs.
Dave goes, look, Chris, look, there he is. And I always look the other way and go, where? I can't see him. And he's this big, huge guy walking, like King Kong walking by. Dave, I can't see him. Where is he? I don't know why I told that story. Did we get hold of Alan in the end? Alan?
Hello there.
It's Alan, everybody!
Yay!
What the hell is... Hang on a second.
Radio 1 Summer Friday Show.
Where are you and what is going on?
At the moment, there's a Sophia. Hang on. This is Sophia, my new friend, who's recruiting listeners for us onto Radio 1. I'm currently on Ride Esplanade next to the boating lake, and it's quite a good crowd so far. I've got 5 T-shirts left. And
5?
Boys, 5 T-shirts, yes.
What's she shouting, by the way?
Join Radio 1 in the morning.
Join Radio 1 in the morning.
She's Chris, a mouse, Royal, isn't she? Yeah.
I'll tell you what, rather you than me, son. Okay.
Do my head in.
Hang on a second. Sophie, Fia, sorry. Sorry, I just shut her up then.
Did you just call her Sophie or Fia?
Sophia.
Right, okay. Sophie, Fia, whatever your name is.
Sophia.
So 5 T-shirts left. Where are you again?
We are on Ride Esplanade next to the boat lake inside a Mingela ice cream van. And
brilliant.
Actually, so we didn't have any ice creams all morning, and they've just decided to turn up with a whole truckload of ice cream, so I'll be picking out on those later.
5 Roy Walker Legend shirts. What music are you playing right now?
At the moment, Eiffel 65, Blue Da Vida.
Brilliant. We're going to play Underworld Born Slippy.
Okay, shall I turn over to you? That sounds better. Okay?
Yeah, it does. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Right, I'm going back to the mix. By the way, these are all Ibiza classics from the last 10 years. All right? That's the idea. Radio 1's been in Ibiza for 10 years. Big weekend this weekend. Tommy there from 6 tonight and Mambo. Check the website for more details. I'm going in the mix. Cover me, Dave. 2, 3, 4. We're rocking on Radio 1 across the world. Hi, this is MC CM on the wheels of that matter. Brilliant.
This party is now in session.
It's Chris Moyles
on Radio 1.
Woo! Judge won't budge. And the Moyles is in a mix. Yeah. There's a lot of love on the text coming in. There's also a lot of texts that read, my mum could mix better than that, fatty. Which I just find that insulting, though, that kind of behaviour.
They're only jealous, aren't they?
All right, let's get back on the wheels of debt. Yeah. Do you know this one, Dominic?
No, I'm feeling it, though.
It's the ones, flawless.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You've dropped this before.
I might mix the George Michael version in. Ibiza on Radio 1. Last orders at the bar now, James, as well. Last orders at the bar now. Thank you. Mighty hand, bad love.
This party is now in session.
Fat Boy Fat
on Radio 1.
Groove Armada. A classic. And a mix which almost worked.
Strike. Right.
Right, it's 10 to 10. So Coxie is in for Joe Wiley this morning. She'll be here at 10 o'clock this morning. God love her. And Jamiroquai going to be playing in Live Lounge. Oh, yes, sir.
Radio 1 Summer Friday thing.
I'm now going to have a little look. Big Jamiroquai fan, I think. I mean, I like their stuff, but after we saw them play live, when they recorded them tracks for us...
In the studio at JK's house, it was unbelievable.
What a brilliant band. Colin is here at 1 o'clock. Check this out. He has got some massive guests on the show today. Sister Bliss from Faithless on the phone from Ibiza, and Boise and Marlene as well. Brilliant.
Not in Ibiza.
Scott Mills is once again on a Summer Friday thing, that's right. He pulled the Chris Moyles short straw, and today we'll be live from an office in Cardiff. And Tongi starts it all off. 10 years of Radio 1 in Ibiza starts tonight, 6 o'clock, live from Cafe Mambo. Pete Tong is there. Be listening tonight from 6. Hello, Alad.
Hello.
Yo, how are you?
I'm very good. We're having a bit of a chill-out vibe here now.
Really?
Yeah, all the T-shirts have gone. There's a couple of us who've sat on the beach, just finished our ice creams. Shockingly, we've caught some young people listening to Radio 2, so turn that over to Radio 1. And so, yeah, we're doing quite good here.
Right, brilliant. How many T-shirts have you got left?
I've got none left.
Hooray!
Brilliant.
Are you still playing the hot tunes?
Yeah, well, we're doing a bit more of a chill-out vibe now.
Let's have a listen to what you're going with.
The day is
what? Oh, God.
Who's that?
It's Jerry Halliwell.
Jerry Halliwell, right. Okay. Do you... Alad?
Yeah?
Alad, just turn it down a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit more.
Yeah.
A little bit more.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
We like it low level.
Just press pause, actually.
Oh, okay.
That's better. Mm. Who's the favourite person you met today, then, in the Isle of Wight?
Oh, Sophia. She was fantastic.
Is she fit?
She's taught me so fit, and she's like a teacher and everything, and she's really nice. But she had to leave the last 20 minutes because she got a call from her school saying the kids are waiting for her to teach some English.
Okay.
So she had to jump in a taxi and run over.
There are photos at Radio 1
online.
bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Check out the photos of Alan instead of the White Isle. He's in the Isle of Wight, celebrating 10 years of Radio 1 in Ibiza. He's in the Isle of Wight with Roy Walker t-shirts. Brilliant.
Sophia's the one that's dancing with me on the beach.
Was right. She the gobby one that we heard on the last link?
That's the one, yeah, with the loud hailer.
Right.
And apparently Roy Walker is coming here soon to perform.
Really?
So a lot of people are saying, Roy Walker's coming here, we're going to wear the t-shirts when we go and see him. So right.
They'll have to be in the front row with the whole legend t-shirt thing going on.
So when are you heading back then?
Well, I might stay here for a bit, actually. It's quite sunny. And I'm next to a beach, so I'll be here for a bit, and then this afternoon I'll head up to Big Brother house.
Yeah, it's Big Brother final tonight. Are you excited?
Yes. Can't wait.
Who's going to win, Alad?
Anthony.
Really?
Because of the fact that Eugene took the money, people are going to think he's got some money now, so they'll vote for Anthony without a guilty conscience. Mm.
Anthony or Eugene, I'll be a happy man, but I've never got it wrong.
Anything you want me to say to Mackenzie when I meet her tonight?
Yeah, she's a lion, but... So, just...
Fine. I got that. That's no worries.
I think you got the general gist of what it was.
Yeah,
have you been enjoying my mixing, or have you not been listening?
No, we have been listening, actually. I thought it was really good.
Yeah.
I really liked it.
I'm on the wheels of steel.
I can tell.
Yeah. Should we do some more?
What have you got left?
I think I'm going to put a bit of Roger Sanchez on.
And then
mix into
it. Are they too limited?
No, let's play Roger Sanchez, as you asked for it. Here it is! Oh,
Are we ready for this? Aled?
Yeah?
Goodbye.
See you Monday.
Thank you, mate.
Bye. Bye.
Right, last couple of songs for Cox is here at 10. Let's go! Check it, check it, check it out.
That was me, I didn't know that.
I hope you enjoyed that. Thanks for the clap, Dom. That's the first time.
It's all right, that.
Right, have a great weekend. Enjoy Ibiza. If you're listening to it on radio, well, you don't need to be there. Sarah is next. Have a beautiful morning, a great weekend. Come on, Leeds.